Okay, the other day we did Kaddish Urchatz Karpas, Yachatz. Yachatz, you learned, you break the middle matzah, you take the larger piece, you break it into five, you put it away, right? We learned that. No. We didn't do that?
Yeah, you did it in Zoom.
In Zoom I did. What did we do here?
We did the potato.
No, we did.
We did the potato.
We did Kaddish Urchatz Karpas. Okay. Okay, Yakna has we did.
Yeah.
Okay, so afterwards you wash your hands without a bracha. If you wash your hands with a bracha, you got a lot of problems.
We don't say bracha.
Okay, fine. Okay, next karpas. You take a piece of karpas. Again, it says basically any vegetable that you make adam on. The Rebbe writes in the Haggadah, potato or onion. The Rebbe himself used onion. The Rebbe Marash said potatoes for the women and kids, but a man should use onion if possible. Now, you have a small piece of karpas. I'll explain why in a minute. You take the karpas, you dip it into the salt water three times, and then you make the bracha berei pri adama. Now, when you make adama on the karpas, you have to have in mind that it's also the adama of the maror. It goes to the adama and the maror. Even though the maror is eaten after we wash hameitzi, nevertheless, the maror still is not part of the meal. We learned that hameitzi covers things that are eaten to fill you up. If somebody in the middle of a meal eats fruit, you have to make a bracha on the fruit. And that's the reason why you make a bracha on dessert, because dessert is not made to fill you up, so hameitzi doesn't cover it. Hameitzi covers those things that are basically made to fill you up. One second. Yeah. Modern day Hebrew, karpas means celery, yeah. But electricity is called chashmal, and in Nach, chashmal is the merkava, the revelations of godliness in the throne of Hashem, that in modern Hebrew they call chashmal. Okay, now what does one thing have to do with the next? No, karpas is something that by definition means a vegetable that's prepared by Adam. Okay, now. So therefore, the maror wouldn't be covered with the hametzi that you make hametzi matzah, because you have hametzi matzah, then maror. But still, in maror, you'd have to make a bracha. So what you do is, when you have the maror, when you eat the karpas, and you make a berei pri adama, you have in mind, it's also going for the maror of the maror and the maror of the keirach, both marors. Now, you eat a small piece of the karpas. Why do you eat less than a kezayis, less than an ounce? Because if you eat more than an ounce of karpas, then you have to make an after bracha before you wash. If you make an after bracha before you wash, then you're not covering the maror after washing, because you already made an after bracha on the karpas. So therefore, as the Rebbe writes, the purpose of karpas is the kid should ask manishtano, like, what's going on? So therefore, it's enough just to eat a little piece. So our meaning is, take a little piece of onion, less than an ounce. It's not such a, but less than an ounce. You dip it into the salt water three times. You make a bread by adama, having in mind the maror. And then you eat it without reclining. Now there's a machlekes in halacha. Do you recline by karpas, or don't you recline by karpas? Like by matzah and wine, we have to recline. But karpas, most poskim, the Rebbe brings down, hold, you don't recline, therefore we don't recline. What?
Raw potato.
You can't use raw potato.
It has to be cooked.
Yeah.
It's not bitter.
It could be fried, it could be baked.
It's not bitter anymore.
The karpas not supposed to be bitter.
I mean, it's not...
Raw potato,
yeah, that's what you just said. Raw potato is shahakol. It has to be cooked potato. What?
And then when you say alchemist murder, you have to have in mind also the murder of the keirah.
Are we there yet?
I know what I'm saying. The hadamah covers those two, and this one covers that also. How about everything?
Benching covers everything you ate also.
Huh?
Benching also covers everything you ate.
So why are we using the hadamah here for some hadamah you're going to eat in the middle of the...
That's murder, and this is karpas.
But, I mean, it's... What you eat in the middle of your suit is covered by hadamah?
Not always.
Why?
If you eat the middle of your meal, you decide to eat a piece of watermelon.
Salad.
The mother, though, because it's a mitzvah, it's, you're not eating it to fill you up, you're eating it as a mitzvah.
But it does fill you up. I mean, line,
no, it doesn't, but you're not eating it to fill you up. Hametzi covers those things that you're eating to be full. Mother, you're eating because of the mitzvah. And therefore, it's not covered by hametzi.
Everything in the sacred you're eating is for the mitzvah. Even after.
Like what?
I don't know.
There isn't. The egg is left about lafas ben sapas. The egg is covered by hametzi.
Why?
It's not a mitzvah to eat the egg. It's a minig. It's not even a minig of karpas. Karpas is also a minig. It's a different type of a minig. Anyway, okay. So then, after you eat karpas, and the Rebbe writes, there's only 5 things left on the Seder plate because the karpas you took now, and that's it. Okay, next introduction to the next few things is as follows. We know already there's a lot of competition between wine and bread. You know, you make Kiddush Friday night, you cover the challah. By the Seder, also there's a number of times you deal with wine, you cover the matzahs. You don't deal with wine, you uncover the matzahs. Okay? Why? Because really, matzah is more important than wine. Yet, by Kiddush, you can't eat without making Kiddush. So therefore, you have to first drink the wine, then you make it. So not to embarrass the matzah, because really the matzah comes first. So therefore, you cover the matzahs, or challah, whatever, during the year. Now, so right before, after karpas, you fill up the second, no, I'm sorry, then you say, hey, lachma anya, okay, the bread of affliction, so on and so forth. We're not going into interpretations of that God. Then, you cover the first, I'm sorry. Before you say, hey, lachma anya, you uncover the matzahs. We uncover the matzahs. Now, our custom is, as we mentioned, you have 3 matzahs, one on top of the next on a tray with a cloth or a napkin between them, and then on top of it is the kaidah. So when you need to, as it's called, open up or reveal the matzahs, our minig is to reveal all 3 matzahs, a little bit of all 3 matzahs. That means if... I'm pointing it this way. Okay? If this is the plate, right, the top of the plate is this way, right? So this is the bottom of the plate. So the matzahs are covered with a napkin cover, right? So the meaning is you fold up the napkin in a way that the matzah is still a little bit uncovered.
The tip of it.
The tip of the matzah. But a little bit of the matzah is uncovered. And then you have the cover over the matzah. So when you need to cover the matzah, you just put down the big cover. When you uncover the matzah, by picking up that cover, automatically the 3 matzahs are revealed. So right before Heilach Ma'anya...
Why so many covered uncovered?
I told you, it's competition, the wine, when you fill up the cup, you gotta cover the matzahs. You don't... Like this, the reason why the matzahs should be revealed during the Seder, because the matzah is called lechem eini. Eini means poor man's bread, because it doesn't rise, you know. But the Gemara says also lechem eini means sha'ein einin. Eini means einim, answer, talk, oneh. So it says, then why is it called lechem eini? Because we recite the Haggadah over the matzah. So we want to uncover the matzah, that it should be revealed when we're talking the Haggadah. The matzah should be uncovered. Yeah.
There's no shame of bracha on for if you're bracha will the matzah uncover them?
No.
Can you cover it again?
Yeah. Anytime you pick up the cup, you cover the matzahs. We'll get there. Yibi shamda, you cover the matzahs before. Then you put down the cup, you uncover. But at the end, before you drink the second cup, the matzahs are covered.
Do you have a custom of covering the whole table?
They used to be like that, but I don't know. Maybe Sfardim have such a minhag. Ashkenazim don't.
Yes.
Okay. What?
There's one question. 2 questions. First of all, when you said you after the onion, it's a big onion. You don't eat the whole onion. So does that mean the leftover you're supposed to take off the kara? So
first of all, most people Just take a little piece of onion on the table.
Yeah.
On the Seder plate.
So they don't put a little piece and eat all of it, you're saying?
And they eat all of it. The Rebbe used to have a full onion, and he cut out a hole. There was a whole operation. He cut out from the middle a little bit, and then he still, the leftover onion, he didn't put on the Seder plate. He took it off the Seder plate.
Oh, so take it off the Seder plate.
Yeah, but most people just have a little piece of onion, and that onion you use for karpas, and that's it.
And then also, are there two trays, like the tray under the matzah, and then there's a kara tray on top of the matzah, or you just put everything directly?
Well, you don't put it directly on the matzah because you might get your matzah wet. You could take, practically speaking, you could take a piece of aluminum foil, cover the matzahs, okay? It's waterproof. And then when you put the stuff directly on top of the so aluminum foil, so then it's directly on top of the matzahs. What?
You cannot use the tray for that.
You could, but you may break your matzahs. If it does break, you need to switch it out because you need like a Mishnah.
just a crack.
A crack, we'll get there. Well, a crack is not necessarily broken. If this, I don't want to rip a dollar bill because then I'd have to tape it. If a matzah is cracked, okay, when does it have a din of hole? The din is if you pick it up like this, let's see, it's cracked here, yeah? If you pick it up like this, and it doesn't fall down, you know, doesn't break, it's still whole. If you pick it up like this, and it's going to break, because it's like pretty, you know, so then it's not completely considered whole. What?
If matzah is more chashuv than wine, so why don't we just make it on the matzah? Why don't we make it on the wine?
Kiddush. Because wine has a certain chashivas. Wine has a certain prominence to it.
And also has the four levels
Redemption and the mat, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. But let's get into the doings of the Seder. Okay, so then you cover the matzahs. You say, "Hey, lachma anya."
What? Chipped on the side.
Chipped. So, one second. If a matzah is chipped, so according to many poskim, if it's less than a 48th. Of the matzah chipped, it's good. But some people prefer to not, because most people say that, but not everybody agrees with that. 48th. Now, what some people do, if you know before Yom Tov, that's why it's always good to check the matzahs before Yom Tov, make sure you have. So then, before Yom Tov, you could take a match, light a match, and burn the end of the piece that's cracked. So because it's like a new edge, now it's like complete again.
Cracked and glued.
Huh?
Cracked and half and glued.
No. If you have Pesach glue, that probably wouldn't taste good either. But the Bel Chatchila would be better. What?
Can't do it on a burner, gas burner.
We're talking about browning a little piece. You don't want to bake the matzah.
I
Yom Tov, you can't do it.
Huh?
You can put it in the oven, but it's not, that part is not going to turn brown. You want to... Huh? You could put matzahs into the oven, but you can't fix the matzah on Yom Tov.
Can't burn the corner.
No. So it should be done before. B'chal, people have to check the matzah. People b'chal have to check the matzah because, okay, this is a very important thing. A lot of times, even though they're supposed to check this in the matzah bakery, a lot of times there's two things. There's a matzah kfula and a matzah nefucha. A matzah nefucha means sometimes you see a matzah blown up in the middle. You ever see it's blown up in the middle? So most of the time it's not blown up enough to make a problem. What you do have a lot of times is what's called matzah kfula. A lot of times by the end, anywhere in the matzah, you can have it a little bit bent over. You know, the matzah, it's bent over on itself. Mm-hmm. That is a problem. That you can't use on Pesach. Why? Because we're afraid that because the matzah went on top of the matzah, the area in between, I'm going to enlarge it for the sake of clarity. if the matzah is bent over like this, right? So we're afraid this place in between wasn't baked properly. And there still might be dough that could become chametz. So halachically, before Pesach, you really should, the matzahs you plan to cure. Because again, during Pesach, if you find a bent matzah, you could just break it off and you use, it's not a cold one, but you could break it.
You could eat the good part, the unbent part?
Yeah, but you just, no, mishim matzah are not good. Because Kabbalistically, they're supposed to be round and handmade. Okay, so now, so then, because if it's bent like this, okay, or less or more, it doesn't matter. You just have to break off the piece that's bent, because that's questionable. But the rest of the matzah you could eat, because that was baked properly. You're just afraid that area wasn't baked properly. So b'chal, people should check the matzahs anyway. I suggest anyway you do it because you want to make sure you have enough whole matzahs, complete matzahs. Because a lot of times, especially if the matzahs are very, very thin, you have to matter make sure they're prone to crack easier than if they're thicker. What?
So whatever has been coupled, meaning that like the, whatever edge may have been like double-sided.
You just break it off.
You might cut off the entire piece.
No, not the whole piece, just a little piece of it, where it's bent.
But you can't just cut off the piece.
Yeah, the bolt. No, that whole piece. If this is it, you break off the whole piece, not only the top bent. You break off the whole.
Oh, but the rest of it you can use.
Yeah.
You
can't use it as a whole one, correct?
You can't do. You don't
say deal. No, you just throw it out. Okay. 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 Okay.